Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to a new episode of Dubs Talk. I'm Dalton Johnson. That's Monty Poole. And remember to visit Mancini Sleep World for our Memorial Day sales event or visit us online at sleepworld.com. Monty, we are here for one reason and really one reason only. This is an end of an era. Some people might see this as a close of a chapter, possibly looking to see what's next with a dynasty, and the fact that Bob Myers has decided to step down as the Warriors GM with his contract ending on June 30th. Right away, what are your initial thoughts about this news?
Well, when you say end of an era, there's no exaggeration there because it's been basically, you've had five people have kind of been the cornerstones or the pillars of this organization over the last dozen years, and Bob is one of those. You know, there's Bob Myers, there's Stephen Curry, there's Draymond Green, there's Klay Thompson, and there's Steve Kerr. You know, and so you look at that, and Bob is the first one to step away, and Bob is the connective tissue for so many reasons and so many places in this franchise, up and down. Any office you go into, any person you talk to, you will never hear a bad word or a sideways word about Bob Myers. He gets respected, admired, and for his work ethic, you can talk about the basketball for sure. You know, yeah, you know, he knows basketball. He played basketball at college and all this stuff. But I think Bob's gift is what he's able to do in terms of getting people, touching people, reaching people, and getting them to do what needs to be done for the good of the team. And one example being, you know, just this past season when Draymond Green was losing it a little bit, Bob Myers literally came down from his seat in the stands and went over and talked to Draymond, and Draymond tightened right up and it worked out. So that's Bob doing that, but that's who Bob is. And you saw some of that in the presser where it was pretty emotional.
After that moment with Draymond, I remember asking Draymond in the post-game press conference about it, and just his words and the way he was speaking about Bob Myers, where he said, when Bob Myers speaks, it's Bible to me. I'm going to listen. And this is Draymond Green, which we know can be a fierce competitor, someone that's going, I'm not listening to you right now. I got this. And part of him probably didn't want to hear anybody.
Right.
But it was Bob Myers, yep. So he respected it. He trusted it. And to me, the human touch, like you talked about, is easily what they're going to miss the most out of Bob Myers. We can run through his accolades, which I'm sure we will, on the basketball court. But the human touch, the interpersonal, you know, communication is what I don't think anyone can replace. And mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that this franchise is spiraling downhill by any means, No. But it's just someone that you simply can't replace. He talked about how to be able to do this job, the way he works, he has to be 100% in, maybe 105, 110%.
1,000,
the way,
yeah.
Exactly, the way he works, right? And he came to a point where this is a 48-year-old Bob Myers who, you know, he went from college right into law school, right into agency, right into assistant GM. 1 year. He wasn't supposed to be an assistant GM for only 1 year.
Right.
And it was just 1 year where then he becomes the GM and the rest is history. This guy is a working machine, yeah, who also knows that he has three daughters. He knows that he is a very devoted wife, and he feels like it's just simply time to move on, and that just spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about Bob, and I think about certain snapshots that I've witnessed over the years, and certain things that we've talked about, and one comes to mind is that in 2019, when Kevin Durant snapped his Achilles tendon in Toronto, and I remember walking out of the arena, Bob was with Kevin, and Kevin had crutches, and there were two other people with him. But Bob's face, I mean, it looked like he had lost a member of his family. I mean, he had that faraway look, you know. And I don't think it was because he thought, oh, we're not going to win a championship. I think it was genuine concern for the guy. And KD called him today, you know? Yep. And so that, again, I mean, I think KD doesn't call him if he doesn't have respect for Bob. He doesn't call him if he doesn't admire Bob, if he doesn't feel close to Bob. And so I think, yeah, we talk about the people person that he is, and, you know, there's no – CEO Joe Lacob did not really say who would take his place. He said that there will be internal candidates for sure. We'll get to that in a minute here. But I just think the most important thing right now is to sort of, A, celebrate what Bob was able to do here and kind of figure out where the Warriors go from here, because it's going to be different. It's going to, no matter who they bring in or if they elevate someone out who's already here, it's going to be a different seal, different feel.
I like that you bring up Kevin Durant, because Bob Myers was, again, as you said, Kevin Durant called him from Monaco today on vacation, trying to relax, obviously get away from the noise. And Bob Myers is someone, again, he respects so much. He wants to make sure he's doing good. Tell him thanks. Thank you also, because Kevin Durant won two championships here. He has a legacy here, no matter what. But then it was also the players that Bob Myers brought up. It was, of course, the big three of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Of course, there was Andre Iguodala there. Then you saw Kevon Looney mentioned in that same breath. But then it was also the older players and the newer players. Jordan Poole was brought up. Andrew Wiggins was brought up. Zaza Pachulia, though, David West, Leandro Barbosa. So to see the way he can mix with the stars, the younger guys, the veterans, the role players, that's where I go, where that's not just a business person.
No. Bob is a basketball lifer, and he loves the game. But I do think that he reached a point. You know, he glossed over it, but he talked about how Rick Celebrini has helped him. And Rick is the team's, you know, medical guy. And Bob has had a couple of hip surgeries, you know, and so he's had some physical things he's dealt with. But I think it reached a point for him where he just needed to get away from the grind for a bit, you know. And I've been saying all along that if he were to leave, it won't be to run to another job, you know. And it won't be because he didn't get enough money offered at him. And he made it clear today that it wasn't about money. Yet, you know, he had plenty of money offered his way. But I think he just feels a need to sort of get off the hamster wheel for a minute, you know, because he's been on it for 30 years, you know, from college to agent to GM. And like he said, when you go to the finals, you know, boom, 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 year after year, it's hard and it's tough and it takes a toll on you. And he's got three daughters. His wife was here. And so I think for Bob, the fact that the constant grind takes a toll. And Joe Lacob did mention, you know, in sort of joking that, you know, I asked Joe what he'd miss about Bob most, and he said probably the 5 to 20 phone calls per day. It's not an exaggeration. That's not an exaggeration. Some days there were, and not just day, night, because Bob did talk about getting up at 3 a.m. And who knows, some of those 3 a.m. breakups might not be his phone buzzing to wake him up. It might be somebody calling him to talk about something. So I just think he wants to take a little bit of a break from the constant go-around and give himself a chance to breathe and spend some time with his family and get to know them a little better and be around them a little more and just be, like he said, not just come to things, but be present.
Yeah, I think that this was becoming more and more inevitable, the sense that he was going to step away, and also that it wasn't to jump to a next team by any means. I think that there's a very solid chance that maybe one day he is back within the business because, again, as you've said, a basketball lifer, loves the game, has been around it for so long. But I am very interested to see what his next venture, what his next journey is. This is somebody who, during the season, did start a podcast. You know, maybe he is someone, he's a businessman, he's been an agency. But I also just want to see where could he step outside of, maybe outside of the basketball world as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for Bob, you know, and he was asked about that and he didn't really get specific about it. And I think right now he doesn't want to get specific.
No, understandable.
Yeah, he just wants to, like, take a deep breath and kind of figure things out as he goes along, because he hasn't had that time to do in so long, since he was probably, well, maybe never, you know, you know, maybe never a time where he can just sit back and go, okay, what do I want to do now? Because there's always been something. But when you look at his tenure as the Warriors general manager, assistant general manager, and general manager, president of basketball operations, I'm going to ask you, what name something that he did as a general manager, maybe a trade or something that he was able to do that you think of and say, okay, here's why Bob was so valuable.
Well, I think just you start with the very beginning of his tenure as their lead general manager. That first draft in the second round, he finds Draymond Green. Then in October, signed Steph Curry to his four-year, $44 million deal, which really opened the door down the road to be able to sign a Kevin Durant, to be able to bring in an Andre Iguodala. All of those moves that, again, from the very start, he was, you know, both of those were a little bit risky in Draymond and in Steph Curry for different reasons, yep, who end up being two Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers down the road. So I think right away you see that kind of, again, showing who he is, showing what kind of competitor he is. But then just the Kevin Durant as far as the personal side where he's able to do that. The latest one, though, of course, is just the Andrew Wiggins. To be able to recover from losing Kevin Durant, the way that they did with bringing in D'Angelo Russell, knowing that that could lead to something else major in Andrew Wiggins, who proved to be such a giant piece in them bringing the fourth championship under Bob Myers as general manager.
Yeah, no, I think about the Wiggins one. I mean, you know, you mentioned a couple that obviously stand out, and finding Draymond, but I mean, I used to give Bob a bad time about the Draymond thing because he said if I really knew it was that smart, I wouldn't have drafted him in the second round.
They took their picks before him.
I would have picked him earlier.
Harrison Barnes.
I would have picked him earlier. But the bottom line is that when you look at what Bob has been able to do, the Wiggins move was so essential because they brought in D'Angelo Russell to have that chip, and they had that chip because Kevin Durant allowed that to kind of be available for them. And it didn't take long to figure out that D'Angelo Russell was not going to be a Warriors type of player. But somebody would take him because he can score. And they turned him into Andrew Wiggins and also James Wiseman, which, yeah, you can say James Wiseman didn't work out, but I still think he has a good chance of having a decent NBA career. I know Joel Acob is not still trying to get over that trading away James Wiseman because he really wanted to keep James and keep him around. But the decision was made, okay, what do we do this year? What's our best chance of doing something this year? Can James help us win this year? And the answer was no. And when they decided that, okay, let's do what we have to do, they offloaded James Wiseman. They brought in Gary Payton II because they knew what he brought, and they hoped it would work. It didn't work, not because Gary didn't work, but because a number of things were – there were too many things going on with the team to make it work. So – but yeah, Bob was smart. He's, but again, it comes back to his ability to connect with people. Bob makes you feel like you matter. You know, even in the press conference, he's answering questions and he's calling you out by name each time. Yes. You know, that's just who he is. And so, I don't know who's going to take his place. If they elevate Mike Dunleavy Jr., if they elevate Kirk Lacob, I think that's a long shot because I think the optics on that wouldn't be good when you look at what happens with owners who decide to bring in their sons as general managers. I know Kirk knows basketball, but Dunleavy was a basketball player in the NBA for a number of years, so, and formerly with the Warriors. So, but yeah, I just think when you look at where the Warriors go from here, I think there's no rush, but the draft is coming up pretty soon. Free agency is going to follow the following week. So you want to get something done sometime by mid-June, I would think. But as Joe said today, that Bob Myers is going to work and keep working until June 30th every single day. So those phone calls are going to keep coming.
I'm not sure how Bob Myers feels about that, if he's on the exact same page or not. Yeah. But the timing, of course, as you said, that is very pertinent. They have to figure out, you know, who is going to have the lead voice on these decisions when it comes to the draft, when it comes to free agency. And this isn't a quiet time for the Warriors by any means. We know Draymond Green, mm-hmm, with his player option. We know Klay Thompson has 1 year left on his deal, and they're both looking to stay as Warriors, mm-hmm, but also to get their money at the same time. And so I believe that an internal voice is very much probably needed with them. Mm-hmm. Some people might argue, hey, maybe it's time for an outside voice. But when you look at those three in a continuity, which is such, yeah, a word that this organization believes in, I just believe that an internal voice with getting those three on board especially is probably pretty important right now.
Yeah. And you know what else, too, though? I mean, you mentioned Draymond and Klay. Steve Kerr has one more deal left on his contract.
Very important.
And I talked to Steve about Bob a couple of times over the course of the season, and I could sense that Steve would be, I don't want to say devastated, but he would really be wounded if Bob were to leave, even though he was bracing for that possibility to happen. And I'm sure Bob and he have spoken. Bob said he spoke to Steph and Clay and Draymond, all three of those guys, because, again, you know, I think that was the hardest part for Bob to lead to this decision. The fact that he's leaving behind the guys he became so close with, Steve, Steph, Draymond, and Clay. And for him, I think it goes beyond basketball. I suspect that he will have a relationship with these guys beyond basketball, 10, 15, 20 years from now. This won't be like the old Bulls with Michael Jordan, where they all hated Jerry Krause, the general manager, you know, who thought they were all, you could just interchangeable parts. Bob doesn't operate that way. And I know a lot of general managers don't want to get close to your players because you may have to cut them. You don't want to get close to your coach, you may have to fire them. And Bob's thing was, well, at what cost, though? I mean, you know, we all want to win, but if you win with people you don't like, what's the joy in that, you know? So I think for Bob and for the Warriors that they both have good things in store. But I think Bob can take a break, kind of sit back and go, okay, let me catch up with the rest of my life and just get away from the grind for a minute. Because in this position, I think it wears on the body, but it also wears on the soul.
Big time.
But let's face it, there are some people in this business that don't have a soul. So if you don't have a soul, it probably won't wear on your soul. Can't wear on it. But Bob does. He has that. And I think that's why this was a hard decision for him, because the connection that he's built matters to him. At the same time, you know, he knows what he needs for himself right now. And what he needs for himself right now is time to, like, be Bob, not just the general manager, the Warriors guy, but be Bob, the father, the husband, and just a guy who has a life outside of basketball.
Yeah, I think that those relationships aren't anywhere near close to being over. I think one day we're going to see Bob Myers golfing with Steph Curry. We're going to see him on Draymond's podcast, on Andre Iguodala's podcast. They might be on his own podcast. Yeah. And then Clay, I would love to see Bob Myers on Instagram Live on Clay Thompson's boat, something, you know. Yeah. Those aren't going away by any means. I don't see that happening, you know. And look, he said about Steve Kerr today that this is a once-in-a-lifetime person, a once-in-a-lifetime friendship. How many bosses, how many coworkers, how many business people get to actually say that? And that's multiple years together where they really get to say that. And I don't think that that's over by any means. And again, that's simply why this was not an easy decision for Bob Myers. I think it was the right decision for him, but not an easy one.
Yeah, I think it was the right decision because he's doing it for him. And he's been doing so many things for others for so long that I think he reached a point where he thought, okay, what am I doing for me? And you can say it was selfish if you want, but is it really selfish to do something that you need to do that you haven't done ever?
No.
You know, yeah, I think it's overdue. But it was hard to leave because of the success that was achieved during his time here, because of the relationships he was able to develop and endure and cultivate throughout his time here. But at the same time, if you're the Warriors, you're thinking, okay, when you say end of an era, what does that really mean? Well, what it means is that, again, you're without the guy who connected all the little dots here, the guy who built the roster largely by feel for what the roster needed. When we look at the two-timeline deal this season, this wasn't Bob Myers saying, oh, you know what, let's go two-timeline. Let's go with youngsters and veterans. No, this was Joe Lacob saying, Bob, here's what we want to spend or don't want to spend. What can you do with this? You know, and what he did with this is, you know, it didn't work. It didn't lead to a championship. But honestly, and I talked to Bob about this about 3 months ago, I said, I got to laugh because it's kind of funny. I said, Bob, come on, admit it. The championship last year was kind of a uh-oh championship. And he kind of laughed, and he says, well, we didn't know what we had. We didn't know what we had, which was so different from the years before, because when they had the 2015 championship, they saw it coming. It was building, it was building, it was building, and they won 67 games, so you had an idea. And then when you get Kevin Durant, you're like, well, you're supposed to win.
Of course.
You got KD, you better. Got Steph, yeah. You got Clay, you got Draymond, you got Andre. So you're supposed to win. And then after 2019, when both Clay and KD went down in the finals, you're trying to come from the ashes almost. You know, you're going to be without Clay for a while. KD leaves. Your team is different. You have the worst record in the league 1 year, and you're trying to get back to where you were, and you missed the playoffs twice. And you, even in the play-in game, you lose two play-in games because your veteran stars commit too many turnovers, you know. And so after that, it's like, okay, what do we have now? We bring in Otto Porter Jr., who was a guy who was a risky move because of his injury history. It worked. You know, you find Gary Payton II, who was cut right before the season started, but they kind of hoped he wouldn't be picked up, and they brought him back in. Breathe a sigh of relief. So when you get guys like, and you have a roster of guys that you had your veteran core, Clay's going to come back at some point during the season. You got Draymond, you got Steph. And you're thinking, okay, if Otto Porter works out, that's going to really help us out. What else do we need? Well, you've got a bunch of what I called raw dogs. I mean, guys like Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Lee, GP2. These are guys who, all in their late 20s, they're not kids. They are scrapping and scraping to stay in the NBA. And the formula worked out. You know, Jordan Poole was terrific in the postseason last year. So this is all Bob trying to figure out a way to stay relevant. And so they didn't know what they had last season. I think what they had last season when they won the championship kind of gave them a little bit of a, how do I put this? It was a little misleading going into the final the next year. You figure, hey, if we make a couple of minor tweaks here, we can still win a championship. And they made a couple of minor tweaks and did not win a championship. So I don't think Bob is leaving because they didn't win. I think he was telling the truth when he said if they had won, he would probably still be leaving. So when you look at what happened over the course of this year, the two timeline thing was obviously something that people focused on. It wasn't their narrative, but it was really the reality of it. And I think if you're Bob, you're thinking, okay, if I'm going to leave, now's probably a good time because we've got guys who I think can take over. He seems to believe in Mike Dunleavy Jr. as a possibility to replace him, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, we simply don't know what's next for Bob Myers, what exactly is next for the Warriors. But I want to leave you with this, that when Joe Lacob was asked about the new rules with the CBA and spending, he simply said, I don't care what the rules are, we're going to win. I mean, he is someone where I very much see this, the competitiveness of Joe Lacob. He doesn't want to see the departure of Bob Myers be his demise, and for right. The outside to think that, okay, the Warriors are over now because Bob Myers is gone and because these guys are aging. I think Joe Lacob definitely has some things up his sleeve and is not going to rest on his laurels by any means.
Yeah, he made it clear, Joe did, made it clear that he will remain involved. You know, there are people outside who think that, well, Bob was just a figurehead and that Joe was really running things. It wasn't quite like that. Yes, Joe has been heavily involved, and Joe is in Bob's ear, you know, 20 times a day or whatever it takes because that's who Joe is. But I know that Bob is the guy, again, Bob is the guy, the mediator, the guy who can talk Joe down, the guy who can talk Steve up, Steve Kerr, the guy who can talk Draymond down, you know, and so that's the part that I think will be, I don't want to say impossible, but almost impossible for the Warriors to replace is having a guy who can do all those things and still do his job as general manager.
The Warriors have some tall tasks ahead of them. We're in for an incredibly interesting offseason, to say the least. This is a franchise with very big championship aspirations. I'm Dalton Johnson. That's Monty Poole. This was Dubs Talk, and we will see you soon for sure.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.